You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of New Hampshire Now, presented by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. And this segment of the show brought to you by the Barley House. The road to the White House begins at the Barley House, home of America's best burger, and to BKXL's Pints and Politics series, which is presented by New England College. We'll be at the Barley House Wednesday at 1 p.m. with U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte taping Pints and Politics. It'll air on Thursday here on WKXL during the 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours of the New Hampshire Now program. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to catch up with the star of ABC's hit political drama Scandal, which is entering season number 6. The president of the United States in Scandal is Tony Goldwyn, and I caught up with him yesterday in Manchester.
Joined by Tony Goldwyn, who's the star of Scandal, and I remember from back in Ghost when I was growing up, as he comes to New Hampshire campaigning for Hillary Clinton. And obviously you are very committed to this. You've been in numerous places across the country, in Atlanta and other places as well. What has driven, you know, your level of commitment to be this engaged in the process?
Well, it's a couple of things. I've been supporting Hillary for a long time now. I started campaigning for her in, I think, December, for two reasons initially. I have always admired her tremendously and felt that she's gotten a very raw deal in the 25 years that she's been in, you know, so prominently in the public eye. That starting in 92, you know, the conservative movement in the country really went after her big time as a way to get at her husband when he was running for president and then during his two terms. And I felt that I wanted an opportunity to talk to people around the country about the details of who this woman is. And the more I studied that myself, the more passionate I became about it, because I discovered that, the thing that most impressed me was the consistency of her commitment to the very same people that she has been fighting for since she was in college, really, or certainly law school. You know, children and women and American families who lack the resources to fight for themselves. And if you look, you know, as I look back and really studied her biography, I saw, you know, one after another of instances of her taking on battles for American families consistently over 40 years, and that hasn't changed, you know. So I thought that really impressed me, and I wanted a chance to express that to people. And I've been to a lot of states, and then when the Donald Trump phenomenon became sort of a tidal wave, the urgency of sending that message became all the more important to me, because I feel that we're in such a stark there's such a stark contrast between these two candidates, and I feel that it's a very critical decision we have to make between two, you know, polar opposite directions that this country can go.
The right-wing media and some of the mainstream media has had some fun with the fact that here's the star of Scandal campaigning for Hillary Clinton, but I think you get it at a point that I was, you know, thinking about on the drive down. And why is it, in your view, that these firestorms seem to engulf Hillary Clinton and the Clintons themselves? As you've done, you know, research on that, is it just a mechanism of the fact this is the first female who has been nominated by a major party to be president of the United States? Is it the fact that she has, you know, such a strong leadership set? It seems that the people who know her, the people who worked with her in the Senate, have a tremendous amount of respect for her, but still there's this caricature which is out there, which has been pushed forth by the right.
Well, I think it's partly how politics works. You know, the rule number one is go after a person's strengths. And when someone is prominently in the public eye for a period of time, the job is to create a narrative about them. And so, you know, starting in 1992, you know, Bill Clinton had been a sort of a rising star in the Democratic Party, had personal difficulties that the good opponents went after. But in terms of Hillary, I think that part of it was initially unabashed sexism. I mean, here was an incredibly accomplished woman, someone who Gary Wills, the conservative historian, and in 92 wrote a piece in the New York Review of Books calling her one of the most important scholar activists of the past two decades, meaning the 70s and the 80s. I mean, she was a really impressive young woman. And Bill Clinton said, you're going to get two for the price of one when I get to the White House. People did not like that. So, and it was a role that the First Lady was not supposed to take. So she was immediately targeted for being, I don't even need to go into all of the caricatures that were made about her as a woman. So it started with that. And I think over 25 years, every single opportunity at something, you know, has been exploited. And that's, look, that's the blood sport of politics. Now, admittedly, you know, she admits that there, over 25 years, she's made mistakes. The Clintons certainly have made mistakes. There's, you know, we all do, and every single wrinkle gets scrutinized. And if you, all I say to people is, have whatever opinion, make whatever judgment you want, but please be informed. Because this is what I did. When I started going around talking about her, I thought, geez, I better know what I'm talking about. And if there's, you know, if there's smoke somewhere, I better make sure there's not fire. And if there is, I want to be able to talk about it. Because nobody's perfect. You know, like Obama said in his speech, that's what happens when you try. You make mistakes. When you get in the arena and you try, you make mistakes. And Hillary's been trying for 40 years to help American families. So, but what I actually discovered in pretty much every single instance where people had attacked her for sometimes years and endless investigations, there was little or no substance to the vast majority of the things she was being attacked for. I mean, it really is appalling. If you actually go back and look at the details, you name one quote-unquote scandal, and we can talk about it, you know, you'll end up going, yeah, maybe that wasn't the best choice in the world to do that, or they might have made a better, certainly would have been a better political, you know, move to do it another way, or... You know, in the cases, frankly, where there was a real mistake made, she's admitted that that was a mistake. So I think that, you know, I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on the sexism aspect of it. I think it's a, you know, we're not there yet as a country. Women don't make the same as men in the workplace. And I think that extends to every part of our culture still. But look, Hillary Clinton's no victim. She doesn't portray herself as a victim. And she's going to prevail, and she's managed to be an impactful leader, you know, and as you mentioned, the people that actually work with her love her. Her Republican opponents, they're not allowed to admit it, but in the Senate, they loved working with her because she got stuff done, and she knew how to, you know, find common ground in order to move an agenda forward for the American people. Her staff is absolutely devoted to her. She's like their mother, whether it's someone who's, you know, been in a senior position for 20 years or whether it's like a the campaign volunteer who drive, you know, who she meets. You know, I've talked to young people on the campaign who say that Hillary will call them every couple of weeks and go, how's your mother? I heard she was sick. Or did you, you know, did you apply to grad school yet? You know, because you gotta get on that. And I mean, I hear this over and over and over again from people who actually work with her. So this kind of caricature that's in the media, certainly the right-wing media, when you meet her, you're like, who are they talking about? This Iron Lady, you know, she's the warmest, most genuine person. You know, she really is. And I'm literally just relaying my experience now of having sort of gotten to know her and her people for the past 6 months or whatever.
That is Tony Goldwyn joining us here on the program, star of Scandal. And it's interesting, you know, I think that that's the individual that people are going to see in the debates. And there's been a lot of discussion of how the debates could potentially change the trajectory of this election. And the person you're describing, I think, is going to come forth in the debates. And Donald Trump seems to only be able to play the variations on one character. Speaking of that, a couple more questions. And first one is on Hollywood. And Hollywood's obviously been, you know, playing a significant role in elections for a long period of time. 2004, there were a number of concerts and also activists who came out in support of John Kerry, 2008 with President Obama, 2012 as well. How do you view you know, Hollywood's appreciation of Hillary Clinton at this point in the election as a whole? And also, you know, is there a concern amongst actors, musicians, in your view, of portraying, you know, activism. And, you know, Bruce Springsteen's been very at the forefront of being an activist, but the potential exists that he's lost fans, and I know some of them, because, hey, I don't like him. He's a leftist. He speaks for, you know, for people and beliefs that I don't have. Is there, do you see a growing swell towards Hillary Clinton, A, from Hollywood, and B, do you sense that there is a degree of, you know, hey, should I really go out there and be political because of the fans I could lose?
That's such a great question. First of all, yes, I think that there's a very strong groundswell in favor of Hillary Clinton in Hollywood. I think people are, even my conservative friends in Hollywood, are for the most part appalled by Donald Trump and embarrassed by what's happened to the Republican Party. And that's amongst not every Republican I know, but pretty much all of them. Mm-hmm. On the bigger, more important question about activism, I can only speak for myself. You're absolutely right that in taking a position politically, in speaking out, you're risking alienating fans. And that can be maybe impact your business negatively. So you have to decide who you are and what you want to, you know, what, how you want to walk through the world. You know, for me, I feel, you know, it's undeniable that celebrities and actors and musicians who reach a certain level of success, whether it's a successful actor or a giant like Bruce Springsteen or Bono, we have a platform and we can attract press attention, we can attract eyeballs, people will show up to an event to hear us. And to me, that's a tremendous opportunity to, if you're informed. What I have a real problem is when celebrities get out and start mouthing off and they're ill-informed, or they just want a photo op, or they just want publicity, or they just don't bother to do their homework. Right. But some of the most brilliant people I know are artists and people with the most profound sense of social conscience that I know are artists. And look what Bono has done for the world, you know. So I personally am fully willing to have people say, I used to like Tony Goldwyn, I used to like his work, but now I can't watch him because he supports Hillary Clinton. I'm, you know, I respect that, and that's fine. You know, I also have people go, I love you on Scandal, but I don't like Hillary Clinton. That's great too, you know what I mean? But I feel a responsibility to speak out because I think it's important to discuss the issues. And what I talk about when I campaign is not you have to think the way I think. I just say, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I think. This is the conversation I think we need to have. Yes, this is who I support and this is why. Please think about that. So I want to put it in the form of an implied conversation. You know, it's like, that's what I say to people, go read. Take 10 minutes, because people are woefully ill-informed, and they think and they seem to be satisfied with generalities. So I'm always encouraging people to just do a little homework. Go read Hillary Clinton's Wikipedia page and Donald Trump's Wikipedia page. Go to their campaign websites and look at their stance on the issues. Don't take things just at face value for the headlines. Those are the kinds of questions I have. But and let me just give you another example. In making the choices that I've made as an actor about 25 years ago, longer, geez, in the 80s, when I was starting out, in the late 80s, I played a couple of gay characters in, when I was first sort of beginning to get work. And I played a gay character on television who had AIDS, and it was the first time that you know, AIDS had been in primetime television. And a couple of years later, I did a play that was very successful in New York, where people said to me, you're going to really hurt your career if you play a gay man, because people will think you're gay. We take all that for granted now. But it was a thing. I mean, I had a lot of people going, you know, you don't want to do that. And I thought, I call myself an artist. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be making decisions because I'm afraid of what people will think of me, or because I'm afraid of standing up and speaking my heart, then I don't have any business being an artist. I should get out, and I feel the same way about activism. You know, people are free to disagree with me, but as long as I'm speaking thoughtfully and listening as well, I think you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Just quickly, what can people expect in season six of Scandal? A lot of the fans of the show are also fans of the political dramas, whether it's Veep, whether it's Scandal. What can we expect?
I can't tell you anything other than we there's some parallels with our election, which was last season as well. So we get much more into that, and it gets very complicated and really interesting. And if I told you any more, I'd lose my job.
Well, that's fine. We don't want you to lose your job. So appreciate you spending some time with us.
All right, great. Thanks. Really good talking to you.
That is Tony Goldwyn, the star of ABC's hit political drama Scandal, joining us here on Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of it, presented by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by the Barley House.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.